there was a time when this riff was everywhere. It's still as infectious today as it was when it came out 10 years ago. Knocked up 9 months ago, and what she finna have, she don't know. She want neo soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold. She want a whole lot of sun to fall. The Seed 2.0 was a collaboration between the hip hop band The Roots and singer Cody Chesnutt. But while The Roots wrote album after album over the following decade, Cody Chesnutt took a hiatus. He's finally out with his second full-length album. It's called Landing on 100. I was a dead man. I was asleep. I was a stranger in a foreign land. Till I met thee. That same soul sound dominates this album, but the lyrics reveal a different artist, changed by the birth of two kids and years away from show business. I spoke with Chesnutt recently and asked him what he's been up to for the last 10 years.
You know, I have two children, so it's really been about the family life for me for the last 10 years.
So how did you know it was time to get the creative juices flowing again?
Well, about 4.5, 5 years ago, the material started coming. Certain ideas, lyrical phrases, and melodies were popping to my head, and I felt good about it. I felt energized again. I felt inspired again. Whoa, I was a dead man. I was a dead man. I was asleep. Knocked me out for a minute. I was a stranger in a foreign land. I want to say it again, say it, say it. I was a dead man. I was asleep.
So I want to do a little compare and contrast. So if we go back about 10 years to your last album, it was called The Headphone Masterpiece.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which the title itself was pretty confident. Cody. This song is called, also very confident, Look Good in Leather. Listen, I can do anything I want because I look good in leather. I can talk any kind of talk because I look good in leather. And I know you wish that you could look.
Wow, that's me at, 28, 29 years old standing in front of this huge mirror in my bedroom in North Hollywood with my leather jacket on, reliving my Fonzarelli days, you know? And it's just really, that song came out in about 10 minutes, I believe. It's just me being caught up in my own ego and bravado.
You're not the same guy who wrote that song, I suppose.
Oh, no, you know, it's been quite a change since then, you know?
Grown up, is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Grown up, matured, as a, you know, human being and as an artist as well.
I want to talk about the process of making this album. Your last album you made at home. Really lo-fi situation. This one you upgraded big time. You recorded the album in Royal Studios in Memphis.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, lots of legends have passed through those doors. Al Green recorded there. Chuck Berry. Tina Turner.
Yeah.
That's a lot of soul in those walls, in those mm-hmm. halls.
It was just a coincidence that, you know, we actually recorded there because we were just looking for the best rates for analog recording. So,
you were just looking for a good deal?
Yeah, you know. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. When everybody walked into the place, that energy, that soul you were speaking of was present. Everybody felt
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, because the acoustic treatments are exactly the same. A lot of the microphones.
So there was equipment there that some of those legends had used.
Absolutely. And I think the highlight of it was me actually having the opportunity to sing on the microphone that Al Green recorded Love and Happiness and Let's Stay Together.
Did it make you sound better, did you think?
Well, I don't know if it made me sound better, but the microphone itself was really good. You know, it was an old RCA microphone with the number 9 on it. He always wanted to use the one with the number 9 on it. Know how to walk, know how to ride, know how to
wish they fly in the hardest times, but what we don't know is that ain't gonna be enough.
But I want to add something else to that story.
Yeah.
What really set the tone for the whole recording session was we visited the Lorraine Motel that morning where Dr. King was assassinated. And I think it just put everybody in a certain frame of mind in terms of what we needed to do with this music, what kind of spirit, what kind of headspace we needed to be in order to really, you know, document something that would really touch people and touch their souls.
Something around me tells me that there's more to this price than the dime has shown me. Waiting on a paycheck, but isn't every day the payment? Well, I think so, I think so.
You are back on the road now for this album. I wonder how that is sitting with you after spending so much time at home, after really focusing on your personal life and your family life. Is it now hard for you to be away?
It is. It's an adjustment. The other night I was driving home and my daughter was in the back seat and I was explaining to her that, you know, I was going to have to leave again. And very straightforward, as children can be, you know, she said, well, you need to stay home with your family.
Oh.
So, you know, what can you say after that, right?
Oh, what did you say after that?
Well, I said, yes, I do, but at the same time, you know, father needs to go out and work and share his music with people and, mm-hmm. you know, take care of things. But I do, you know, want to spend as much time as possible. Hopefully I can bring them on the road within the coming year.
When they were little, did you sing with your kids?
Oh, always, constantly.
What's your go-to song with them?
It just depends. Sometimes it's something I just make up on the spot. Sometimes it's a song that I wrote for the first album that still has kind of a childish innocence about it. It's called Up in the Treehouse.
Can you sing a little bit of that?
It goes, hello, my best friend, do you remember everything that we shared in the backyard, in the treehouse, in the springtime of our youth? Dream, dream, that's all I do. Dream, dream about me and you. Something like that.
Cody Chestnut, his new album is called Landing on 100. He joined us from our New York bureau. Cody, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Rachel.
I felt the cold when I was bound for the country road that day.
And if you want to hear more tracks from Cody Chestnut's new CD, go to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
I felt your healing.